This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Robert Smith. Imagine sending your baby 422 million miles through space and then finding out that it made it safely to the surface of Mars.
Phoenix has landed. Phoenix has landed. Welcome to the northern plains of Mars.
That was Richard Kornfeld at the Mission Control at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. Phoenix is now sitting on the frozen soil near the North Pole of Mars. Its mission is to study the icy soil near the pole, trying to see whether conditions there might have once been favorable for life. NPR's Joe Palca was at the lab for yesterday's landing.
A staggering number of things have to go just right to slow a spacecraft down from 12,000 miles an hour to 5 miles an hour in just 7 minutes. That's why everyone here at JPL refers to this as the 7 minutes of terror.
Atmospheric entry on my mark. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark.
The 7 minutes started when Phoenix reached the top of the Martian atmosphere. Even though the air on Mars is extremely thin, it was enough to slow Phoenix down to about 750 miles an hour. A parachute continued the deceleration, then retro rockets fired to bring things to the speed of a brisk walk. All the way down, mission managers were getting information about the spacecraft's status. In the control room, mission managers held their breath as Phoenix made its final descent.
50 meters. 30 meters. 27 meters. 20 meters. 50 meters, standing by for touchdown. Touchdown signal detected.
About an hour after the landing signal, an elated gaggle of mission managers met with reporters.
So how'd it go?
That was okay.
Did you guys see it?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Unbelievable.
Whoa.
Unbelievable.
Fabulous. Picture perfect.
Better than we could have possibly wished for. Everything we wanted in the telemetry, everything locked up the way we wanted it. We rehearse over and over again. We rehearse all the problems, and none of them occurred. It went perfectly, just the way we designed it.
That was Barry Goldstein, a JPL engineer who is the project manager for the Phoenix mission. And before him, you heard Peter Smith from the University of Arizona. He's the chief scientist for Phoenix. Both men warned that the real celebration would have to wait until managers could be certain the lander's solar panels had opened. Without solar panels to recharge them, the batteries on the lander would only last about 30 hours. But the wait wasn't very long. Less than an hour later, the first pictures from Phoenix arrived on Earth, showing fully open panels as well as a flat Martian terrain marked with the occasional small rock. Peter Smith admits the landing site looks a little, well, boring.
I know it looks a little like a parking lot, but that's a safe place to land, by gosh, and there's not any big rocks. I think we really, really nailed it. That was the place we were looking for, and that's what we've found. Now, that makes it exactly the place we want to be, because underneath this surface, I guarantee you, is ice. There's ice under this surface. It doesn't look like, you don't see any ice, but it's down there.
And it's the ice that Smith and his fellow scientists want to study. They will be using instruments on board Phoenix to measure the characteristics of the ice, what kinds of minerals and salts it contains, and how it interacts with the surrounding soil and air. While it can't find life directly, Phoenix will look for the building blocks of life and for evidence that the conditions on Mars could, just possibly, be suitable for living organisms.
This is a scientist's dream right here on this landing site.
The nice thing for Smith is it's a dream that's scheduled to last for 90 days and possibly longer. Joe Palca, NPR News, Pasadena.